From the studios of Dublin City FM, on FM Fridays at 3 p.m. and anytime worldwide in podcast, it's Dublin's only garden radio show, in association with greensax.ie, compostable bags for home and garden. This is The Sod Show, Fridays 3 p.m. right here on Dublin City FM.
Brought to you in association with greensax.ie, compostable bags for home and garden. This is Dublin's only garden radio show, The Sod Show. News this week, apart from the fact that we as an Irish populace have changed from the Johnny Weissmuller, do you remember him, swimming trunks, and we have moved to the Makeham and Clancy chosen cloth of attire, the Aran sweater. I'm reminded ever so slightly of the Specsavers advert where the guy sheep shears his own sheepdog. It's a little bit that. The beauty about last week, however, was that almost every single farmer was working 24 hours round the clock. Statistics suggested are that about 70% of the potatoes that were about 3 weeks overdue lying in the ground managed to get harvested. And also, I would say, if you took a spin up around the beautiful countryside of North County Dublin, Ballybohol into the Knoll, around that neck of the woods up into Garstown, you would have seen those beautiful fields of gold turned into bales. And I think most of them now, thank God, are gone from the fields. A positive sign. Nonetheless, on Thursday just gone, you would have missed a wonderful day with friend of the Sod Show, Mr. Trevor Sargent, as he did an apple day out at Sonarta Ecology Centre. They are sonarta.ie, sonairte.ie, if you want to take a look at them. Yeah, I know you've missed it, but here's the goody one. On Friday the 21st of September, there is a How to Make Your Own Cider Day. Ooh, says you. I'm reminded of that interview I did out at Ratbeggan Lakes with Dave Robinson, and they did a cider appreciation evening, and it came with the subtext that you must bring your own driver. I really should get myself along to one of them, but I don't know if I have enough apples, even with the 3-4 year old now planted trees in my garden. I mean, there's what, 5, 10, 15 of them, and I could literally count the apples from where I'm standing. It's just been a tough year for fruit. I'm putting part of it down to the fact that we really had no frost, which, yes, I understand makes up for the season beforehand, where we had Christmas in Ireland at minus 18 Celsius. And again, I suppose the whole yin and the yang of this week with the trickles of rain and last week having the 25 Celsius of sunshine, you can't really complain because it is not snowing. Moving straight on, the new jingle. Did you like it? Gentleman Niall O'Keefe, he's at Niall O'K on Twitter. Did you notice that the tune, the underlying tune, was Octopus's Garden by the Beatles? Did you notice that? See how much thought I put into trying to make you smile? See that? Nice one, Niall. And I have to say from my heart and on behalf of myself and the team at Greensax, thank you so much. You sound delightful. The National Ploughing Championships takes place the 25th to the 27th of September 2012. You'll find out more information. That's npa.ie. Apparently, and surprising this may be to you, the National Ploughing Championships generates, and I quote, an economic impact of 36 million euro. 36 million euro taking place down in Wexford this year. I would highly recommend that you go along. They have everything. It's more than just the ploughing. They have everything from the forestry to the garden side of it, to the foodie bit, to the cooking bit. Apparently they even have outside broadcasts, I noticed, on their website. Oh, on my own note, the Garden Group, put it in your calendar. Peter Donegan's landscaping weblog, Garden Group. You'll find out more on blog.donneganlandscaping.com and scroll all the way down on the categories to Garden Groups. First weekend in October. I'll give you more information on that in a little bit. And also on the 26th of September, I will commence teaching a 10-week garden course in Dundrum. That's a 10-week garden course in Dundrum. Again, you'll find all of the show notes and more on w.sodshow.com. If you're stuck and you can't find a website, just at Sodshow on Twitter or head across to facebook.com/thesodshow. Also coming up on the 21st to the 23rd of September, that's next Friday, Saturday and Sunday, in the wonderful 25 approximate acre estate of Dundarry House is the Spirit of Folk Festival. I, maybe a surprise to you, will be talking there on the Saturday at 1:45 p.m. in the Green Soul area. Note it down. People, if you are heading along, do let us know. Do hit us up. We shall meet for a wee tipple and a bite to eat, or eat to bite if you should like. You can get me at Donegan Gardens on the Twitter sphere, or just at Sodshow and let us know that you are coming along. There'll be a fine posse in tow. I think in my company will be Mr. Brian Green, Anthony McGuinness, Blahini Gilarua, and farmer from Kildare, Mr. Simon Kenny, who was also out at Sonarta Wendy Garden Group's last visit, was there. But just how friendly, garden included, bearing in mind you're not going to come just to hear me talk, how friendly is the Spirit of Folk Festival? And why? Why, oh why, do we love it so much? Here's me talking to Martin Duffy, one of the brains behind the festival. Take a listen. You'll enjoy this one.
We were up on the Hill of Tara this morning doing a photo shoot with all sorts of interesting warriors and druids and shamans and a big dog that we had at the festival last year. So you'll see them on the papers in the next few weeks. So we're full on, over 350 tickets sold so far and going up every day. Yeah.
What, just to put in context, was attendance last year?
We had about 700, 800 people last year. We're hoping maybe to go towards 1,500 this year, and maybe the way things are going, around 2,000. But we're going to keep it kind of intimate and small. We'll cap it at that because we don't want to hold a festival that isn't nice, warm, family-friendly and intimate. And so we won't be kind of breaking down the gates to have it a huge event.
I know there was a cap on last year's numbers. Without question, it wasn't a case of as many as you can through the gate, full stop. It really was to get that intimate feeling.
Absolutely. I mean, we had a cap of 1,000 on it last year. We didn't reach that, but we were happy with the crowd we got because, again, a very well-behaved group of people were there for the music and were there for the spirit of folk, which really, it's not just a music festival, although the folk music is very important. It's a holistic, it's a spiritual festival. It's about getting back to the land. It's about communicating with like-minded people. And what we want to do is to have people leaving the festival feeling better than when they came. You know, in these times, we want to give people a sense of a bit of sport and to lift their spirits, really. And that's why we call it Spirit of Folk.
For, you might say, those with a little bit of an alternate taste on the speaking side of it, you touched on it, Miley. What's on the horizon there, and has there been any changes since last year?
Yeah, we've added a lot more this year. We have a Jungian therapist come talk about dreams and how to analyse your dreams and work with dream work. We have people coming in to do work in Tibetan mandalas and others on all sorts of holistic subjects, spiritual subjects, and also current subjects to do with the economy and to do with the state of play in the country. But also, it's very much focused on how to help yourself, you know, working with mindfulness and working with the inner work. Because there's a lot in the outer world we can't change, but there's a lot within ourselves we can.
Do you reckon that between year one, with that, you might say, that landmark now set, that you've on one hand set a benchmark and on the other hand you might say to an extent you've made work a little bit easier, bearing in mind you're only hitting year two as a festival?
We were flying by the seat of our pants last year. We hadn't done this before. We are really on top of our game much more this year. We put a lot of time, a lot of energy into it. And it's incredible the things are coming to us. Like, we've got support from Meath Partnership, the leader people in County Meath, you know, Audio International, Magna Carta. We're all sponsoring and helping us again. So it's like people want to get on board this festival. They kind of like our vibe. They like our community spirit. And we're very happy about that.
There's something terribly infectious about the Spirit of Folk Festival and being wanting, maybe, or needing, or just believing in being part of that family. And I think from talking to the girls, and they explained to me, you might reiterate this, who ran the first aid tent? All qualified nurses, by the way.
That's right. I mean, that's the extraordinary thing. I mean, there's a bunch of young people. Some are artists, some are musicians, some are, you know, music organizers. And then there's nurses who are their friends as well, Natasha and Emily. And they just came down around the first aid tent for us. And they're doing the same for us again this year. Taking time off from the hospital duties, come down and work at Spirit of Folk, which is brilliant.
I met a guy at the Flavours of Fingal Festival, a young farmer, 15 years of age from Castleknock, and he was telling me how much effort went into preparing cattle for an agricultural show. And I asked him what the prize was, and he said a rosette. But all of that work was so worthwhile. Not to compare anybody to cattle, and I know what a big hole I'm digging for myself here, but there is a reason that I think some people get and some people don't as to why you do things in life. Is that fair, Martin?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, my background is, I worked for 35 years as a community mental health nurse. I'm a psychotherapist by profession, and I teach shamanic courses. What drives me to run this festival is really to bring people together in a community spirit, and really by bringing them back to the land, because I have a great love of nature, great love of ecology, and great love of the earth, really. And I'm looking to see this festival grow into something that is a place where we can all come together, very much like people used to in the old days. I mean, we're going to bring in a harvest theme this year. We're going to bring in the local Dundary Fair and the local Mead Bio, and, you know, the set dancing and, home-baked food and, you know, traditional cottages and all that kind of thing. Because, you know, I grew up in the country, just outside Dundalk, and, you know, I'm in my mid-50s now, and I feel nostalgic for those times when I remember people coming around and making the hay together and sitting and having the sandwiches and the tea in the fields or out in the bog. And so that's kind of in me still, and I'm trying to recreate that kind of atmosphere around Spirit of Folk, and it's happening, and I'm really happy about that, and people are really getting it. And what I'm particularly delighted about is that the young folk are getting it, and they're coming along with all their skills, and they're really making this festival their own.
If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear some flowers in your hair. Three bold gypsies came out front door, thick and brave of holy o. One sang high and the other sang low, ladies from the raggle tangle gypsy o. Ever they sang sweet and they sang low, fast her tears began to flow. She laid down her silken gown, all her rings and all her shoe. And it was upstairs, downstairs a lady went, they put on a suit of leather on. The cry rang around the house, she's away with the raggle tangle gypsy. And it was late that night when the Lord came home, quarreling for his lady, oh. The servant's voice rang around the house, she's away with the raggle tangle gypsy. Saddle for me, my milk white steed, the black horse is not speedy, oh, and I will ride on a seat, my bride is away, away with the raggle tangle gypsy. Yeah, but he rode high and he rode low, he rode north and south or so, until he came to a wide open field, but it's there he spotted his lady. Tell me, why did you leave your house and your land? Why did you leave your money, oh, and why did you leave your newlywed and lord of the way with the raggle tangle gypsy? What do we care for money, oh, and drawn so homey. Oh, tonight I'll sleep in the wide open field on the way to the Ringles and the sea. Ever you rode east, well, I'll rode west. You rode north, well, I'll rode south. I'd rather have a kiss from a yellow gypsy's lips than all your land and your money.
Some might call you foolish for not rushing numbers through the doors and trying to, you might say, get as much as you can. Is that a case of short-term gain, long-term loss, or have you got it wrong, or have they got it all right?
Well, I run a charity called the Oak Tree Charitable Trust. It runs Dundarry Park, the house and the grounds where the festival is taking place, and we're running this festival as a fundraiser for low-cost counselling and the work we do. I'm not out to make a big killing. I'm not out. We're not even going to serve alcohol at this festival, because there's so many of these things. You know, the promoters don't care about the people who come, and they're just to get numbers through the gates and make lots of money, and then you have all sorts of trouble. I'm not interested in that. I'm more interested in the festival in itself. Is therapeutic. There's a therapeutic gain in the young folk coming together, building art pieces, working on the grounds themselves, and coming through the gates. And that, for me, is reward beyond any kind of monetary gain.
If I was to ask you to surmise, maybe, and I know you didn't speak to me after, but what I got from Spirit of Folk 2011 and contrast it with what I will take away from Spirit of Folk 2012, what do you think the difference was and will be between year one and year two?
Just the atmosphere is going to be electric this year, because we are on it. We are on it this year. We know where we're at. I mean, we were kind of biting our nails right up until the end last year, and it went beautifully, but we're tight this year. We know what we're doing. The girls have been working on it since Spirit of Folk last year. And we have people coming in from Norway, from Sweden, from Europe. The word is out there, and so we're going to have that international flavour. There's a whole group of Vikings coming over from Norway this year. There's some of them in Dundarry Park at the moment already. Because, again, they get what we're doing. And I have a feeling, a strong feeling, that this festival is going to turn into something unique going forward. And no matter how big it gets, my intention is to never let it lose its close family, community, intimate.
A lot of people don't know this, but for all of the times that I have met you, I have never seen you not smile.
Yeah. Well, you know,
what do you eat for breakfast? Or are you just one of them happy feckers?
Well, I'm a happy man, certainly, but it's something that I worked on. I mean, I've just retired from psychiatric nursing now last October, and I've seen my fair share of misery and suffering. And but I've come to a place in myself where, you know, I really believe that if we're to add something to the world, we can only add it through our own hearts, and we can only add it through our own sense of soul and sense of spirit. And fortunately, through the shamanic work I do, I seem to have found that. And it's a very simple thing. It's what I call voluntary simplicity. It's being close to the land. It's being great love of nature. It's about finding the soul and spirit in people. And it's not about this commercial mad world that we live in. That you can't buy what we have. You can't buy your soul. You can't buy your heart. You can't buy love. I mean, it's something that either you touch into, and it's the most simplest of things. One of my greatest teachers said to me once, you know, it's about opting for a life that is based on voluntary simplicity. It's like being a surfer. Don't worry and fret about the next wave coming. Just ride the one you're on until the next one comes, and then jump onto that one.
To define simplistic in the nicest way possible, what were the games that you had on during the daytime outside of table tennis?
Oh, fantastic. We, you know, in Christo, one of our guys, he built this huge dog, the hound of Cullen, Cú Chulainn. And the objective of the game was to get a slitter and hit it through the mouth, down the mouth, which was a pipe that runs out the rear end of the big dog. This dog is about 8 foot tall. And then the stitter goes in the mouth and comes out the ass. So, I mean, people had mighty fun with that. Actually, only one person got it. One of the shamanic students managed to get it. You know, she's a camogie player in our time. But so it was mighty crack. And we had that up on Tara this morning. And we had visitors from all over the world coming on tours. And they were blown away by this thing. And then all sorts of other games. We've lots of other games. We've the Hall of Heroes tent, which is just games tent and late night music and crack. I mean, when you
say games, there's no digitalization of this at all, though. That's the point that I'm making. It is so simply. It was only short of a wheelbarrow race and a three legged race. Is all it was short of.
Exactly. We probably have those this year. No digital games. What we were trying to do, and what we did do, and we're doing more of this year, is old traditional games. The ones you played when you were a child, out in your backyard, out in the field, they're the games we want to bring back. And people loved it. They really enjoyed it.
Martin Duffy, it is, as always, an absolute pleasure to speak with you and talk with you. And thank you so much for your time. If people want to find out more about the Spirit of Folk, how to get in touch and tickets, how do they do so?
www.spiritoffolk.com. You'll find all the information there. You can email us or make contact with us in whatever way you can. We're on Twitter also and Facebook, so hope to see you there.
Excellent. Thank you, Martin. Appreciate it. A huge thank you, of course, and as always, to the team that are the wonderful Spirit of Folk Festival. Martin Duffy, Natasha, Emily, Caroline. The list goes on. The guys who I met who run the Hall of Heroes tent, famed in the books of myself and Anthony McGuinness and Brian Green forever and ever. Amen, etc. You know, there's a bit, and we've had it, and I've had the emails in saying, hey, you know, look, how do you contextualize this? Is that even the right word? But, you know, on last week's show, we spoke with Frank Foley, a Rose Judge, a member of Clontarf Horticultural Nay Gardening Society, and on this week's show, it's to the Spirit of Folk Festival. And people email me and ask me and query the why. You know, I remember getting asked by Jason Rowe, a good friend, blogger, internet head, geek, as versus gardener, if you wish to differentiate between the two of us. And Jason wanted to do something that was beginner gardening, and his thing was that he couldn't find a course to suit him. It was part of the reason why the non-gardeners group was set up, because you have the Royal Horticultural Society, garden societies, et al. But what, for those who know sweet diddly atoms about Cox's Orange Pippins and this type of rose and budding and grafting. In conversation with Trevor Sargent yesterday, it was again conversation. Nice, good conversation, healthy. But some of the courses that run in Snarta are for people who want to learn how to do grafting and budding. But what about those who don't know how to plant a tree? And again, if you go back to the previous side show, it was all very much about people who I know in my life more than not have never planted a tree ever. So it's fine for us gardeners, horticulturalists, who work and live and breed the great outdoors. But how about I just get you outside? How about I bring you to a festival where you come to listen to the music and you stumble across the Organic Centre, who will also be there? You stumble across the great, beautiful, wonderful Cairn, a magnificent feature in a landscape. And most landscapers, gardeners, horticulturists that I know have never seen a real-life Cairn in this country. And now all of a sudden, you've got what have been called the hippies, the Scott McKenzie fans, saying, aha, are we, in reality, greener than you? It's not until you talk to the Fingal Living History guys and they're telling you that they use barley as part of their staple diet. When me and you feed it to our hens, we don't believe in eating it. The Spirit of Folk Festival is probably it's what it should be. It's that great big hug from your family when you come home from Germany, having been away for 3 seasons. It's that stereotypical Kerrygold ad where you walk away with that lump of turf, but you arrive at Dundarry House and it's the big dinner waiting on the table. It's all of those things. It's that feeling, it's that emotion wrapped up in one big yellow bow called the Great Outdoors. Wrapped up in another bow called the Spirit of Folk Festival. I get you. But surrounded by pure beauty, relaxation and genuine. Do you know there was no cleanup last year at the Spirit of Folk Festival? They had no cleanup to do. You ever heard of that? You should go there. You should go look at the ecology area. And go look at the gigs that are on for the kids. And go look at the archaeological gigs that they're doing that's on the go. Come forth, please enjoy. I think tickets weekend, tickets are £85. The prices will be up on their website. You can get them through tickets.ie and you'll find all of the information you need on spiritoffolk.com. They're also on Twitter, spirit_of_folk. Or else you can catch them on Facebook. They are, without question, the loveliest people I have ever met in my lifetime. And if you're coming, be sure and bring some Germania with you. Folks, whatever you do in the great outdoors, no matter what it is, so long as it's outside, it's a good start. Do let me know how you get on. You can get in touch with me through @Sodshow on the Twitter sphere, facebook.com/TheSodshow or sodshow.com for this and all of the show notes and links. Anything else? Just drop me a line. info@DonaghanLandscaping.com is the email. Till this time next week, with huge thanks as always to our wonderful sponsors, greensacks.ie, compostable bags for home and garden. More than you realise, without them by my side, this show would not be as good as I hope it to be. I'm on the verge of singing some more Carly Simon there. Take care, folks. So long. Bye for now.
From the studios of Dublin City FM, on FM Fridays at 3 p.m. and anytime worldwide in podcast, it's Dublin's only garden radio show in association with greensacks.ie, compostable bags for home and garden. This is The Sod Show, Fridays 3 p.m. right here on Dublin City FM.